Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 2nd of July 2016, and this is the 393rd Mole Out Loud podcast. I've had a very gentle, slow sort of a day today. Thursdays and Fridays, well, Fridays in particular, do become quite intense when I'm writing murmurs, and my murmurs seem to be getting longer, and the time I take to write them seems to be getting longer. So my evenings creep into night, and as a result, I didn't have a very long night. And this morning, I got up early to participate in the verbal to visual workshop, which I always really enjoy. I don't find the getting up difficult. It's just the aftermath that can be problematic. But it's really lovely being with that group. And we were looking at reviews and planning, but not in a strict sense. And I think I know that in the last week I've been mentioning not really wanting to go there, feeling as if I just want to go moment by moment at the moment, rather than making plans or even assessing what I've done. Although what we were doing was celebrating the things we had done, and I think what I often do is recognize how little of what I planned I have actually done. So it's much more about intentions than firm plans. And so I was celebrating more ways of being rather than things that I have done. So things like letting go. I feel as if I'm letting go more and more, and making sure that I stay well, and keeping going with the things that are important. And so that feels enough to me, really, for enough to be going on with. It gives me some sense of direction. It gives me some, I was going to say themes, that's not quite right. I can't think of the word, so I shall let that go. And then kind of looking at what tweaking I might do, or how I want to continue in the future. We were looking kind of particularly at sketchnoting. And I do remember that early in the year, it felt as if I really enjoyed sketchnoting. I had a sense that it was really useful for me in many ways to have that skill, but I couldn't find a way in which it was truly integrated into my daily life. And I do feel at the moment that it is, that my drawings in the morning every couple of days have a kind of deep meditative aspect to them, and they also help me focus for the day. I now feel that I've found a way that it's part of me, rather than yet another stream to my life that is hard to manage. So that was a really good way to start the day, and so I'm glad I woke up early, and I didn't manage it on Thursday. I just felt I really needed the sleep, but it was lovely to do it today. And I also knew that today I didn't have anything big ahead of me, whereas on Thursday morning I know that I'm building up to Mole, and that I'll need most of the energy I've got to engage deeply enough with that. So that has worked rather well for these last few days, and I spent the rest of the early morning trying to work out how to tackle the federal vote today. It was our federal election, and we had to vote for both the House of Representatives and the Senate. And the House of Representatives is very straightforward, but Senate has about, well, in the mid choices, about 40 or 50 choices to be made. And because we have a numerical system, you can vote 1 to 50 or whatever it is. But it's quite a challenge to research who all those people are. It's a preferential voting system, so if the person, any kind of surplus votes or go to the next person on your list. So it's a very, very fair system, but it is quite a tricky one to undertake. And so then I went to my local school and did that. They always have great kind of stalls outside, like flowers and plants and secondhand books and cakes and things like that. So I had a little stay around there and chatted to people I knew, which is really nice to have these local polling booths. And I went for a short walk afterwards, but I was already feeling quite sleepy and came home and had a rest for an hour or so before meeting a friend. And then I had another rest this afternoon. So I'm feeling pretty fine now and really ready to enjoy the rest of the weekend. So I do hope that you have had a good day as well. I mean, I hope you've had a day that is as satisfying as mine has been. I love days like this when I just really enjoy being where I am and doing what I'm doing. And talking to you is a big part of that. So thank you very much for being there as well. It's really nice to know you are out there. If you haven't had your day yet, I do hope the day ahead is nourishing for you, and tomorrow too, of course. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.